Hello and welcome to Curinos FinSight, the podcast that explores some of the most pressing topics for financial services. Insights that help you navigate today and anticipate tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the Curinos FinSights podcast. Today, my guest is Lindsay Burkhalter, who is Director of Consumer and Small Business Lending here at Curinos. Welcome, Lindsay, to the podcast.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Before we dive into talking about consumer lending, can you tell us what your role at Curinos entails?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm the director of our consumer and small business lending products here, and that covers anything regarding our benchmarking solutions, advisory, consulting engagements within the consumer and small business lending space.
Now, the category of unsecured loans is a big one. So let's start with a definition of types of loans that you typically consider in this segment.
So unsecured lending typically includes your installment loans and your lines of credit that obviously are not secured. I would say that a vast majority of the volume that we're seeing in the market today is on the installment loan side, but we have seen a lot of uptick in volume in the unsecured line of credit space as well.
What are you seeing as the latest trends in this category?
You know, unsecured lending in a way gets a bad rap in that it's, more risky from a credit perspective. But there are some really great things about it as well. And there's some real opportunity that exists. Consumers are saving less, they're spending more, they're paying higher interest on their credit card balances, which if you think about it, is a perfect equation for what? Debt consolidation into an unsecured product.
Now, how do these trends compare with what's happening in mortgage and other types of consumer lending like credit cards?
I think we're all aware mortgage volume is down significantly. Home equity loans and lines of credit are up, but unsecured demand is up in conjunction with that. When you think about the unsecured demand increase, it's almost a natural hedge to the cash out refi volume decrease that we're seeing. To sum that up, mortgage is down, home equity loans and lines of credit are up, and unsecured is up.
And then I also saw a recent study that was showing that even in addition to that, credit card balances are up as well. So it looks like consumers are increasing their consumer debt. Now, what does that say about the state of the consumer and potentially the economy?
What this is telling us is that the consumer still needs access to cash, right? Especially given that savings rates in the U.S. are down to approximately 2.4%. as of the end of 2022, which is likely driven by inflation. But to your earlier point on credit card debt is up to $1.2 trillion as of the end of the year last year. Card interest rates are up to 19% on average. So this obviously creates a significant debt consolidation opportunity.
I think what we're also seeing is that inflation is quite stubborn, but that also means that everything gets more expensive. And potentially consumers are then choosing to finance things that they want to consume because the labor market seems to be quite strong still. So they can still afford to get loans or lines or credit cards. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Absolutely. So I think we just received another recent report with respect to unemployment here in the U.S., and it's more favorable than was originally anticipated that it would be. So that is also another leading indicator from a credit risk perspective that customers are looking for access to cash. And it's a relatively, I don't want to say unrisky or less risky transaction than I think what folks are originally thinking.
Now, small business loans make up a large portion of overall unsecured loans. How big of a role are they playing in this sort of explosion of unsecured lending?
So absolutely correct. Unsecured lines of credit comprised over 50% of the total market demand in the small business lending space in 2022, which was a 7% growth over the previous year. We're still seeing the trend in 2023, but also what we're seeing in the first quarter of the year, which might be somewhat surprising to some, is that we are seeing a demand shift towards the term loan product in the unsecured space for small business. We're still seeing that increase on the line of credit side, but we're also seeing a big trajectory increase in the installment loan.
And maybe one of the reasons there is that it usually carries a fixed rate, right? And then at least someone knows what they're going to be paying and they're locking in a rate. Do you think that that's one of the explanatory variables here, why people are picking loans over lines?
I do. I also think it's personal acknowledgement that a loan will keep them on track versus a line of credit, which, you know, in general can be more risky from a usage perspective. So I think all of that plays a role.
Now, how are lenders serving this market? Are there any new types of products that you're seeing?
Speed is key, right? When we think about the unsecured lending market, quick processes and access to funds are one of the primary driving factors behind the success of the product. So a user-friendly digital experience is absolutely key. When we think about fintech lenders, right, that's one of their primary focuses is how do I get our clients easy access, quick access to credit in the most efficient way possible. But that's not necessarily new. That's more folks just honing the digital experiences they have to date. Whereas on the new product side, we're seeing pickups in something called BNPL or Buy Now, Pay Later, which is essentially, you know, you go to Amazon and you decide you want to make four equal interest-free payments. You have the ability to do that. And also what I'm calling green lending, which would include something like solar. We're definitely seeing more increased attention there. And also we're seeing, which I thought was extremely interesting, financial institutions focusing more on specific lending needs related to electric vehicles. Does a client need a $10,000 loan to help with a charging station or something having to do with their electric vehicle? So we are definitely seeing more of that as well.
Buy Now, Pay Later has been in the news for quite a while, right? We recently saw the CFPB study come out, which I think was actually quite helpful to actually establish based on a survey from the CFPB to sort of say, hey, it's actually just like any other type of lending. At first, people were always thinking that it was only a certain underserved group that was only using Buy Now, Pay Later. Their study was actually showing, you know what, many of Buy Now, Pay Later customers also have other credit products. What did you think of that study and that finding?
I thought it was interesting, but also validating, right? I think the study also showed that those that have a Buy Now, Pay Later product, to your point, are more likely to have other lending products, right? Now, the credit status of those really depends. Could be that they are more or less risky. And I think that piece of it needs more work. But I think it was just the study in general was overall validating that, to your earlier point, yes, this is a lending product and we need to make sure we're paying attention to it.
How about the role of the fintechs? Because some of the larger fintechs in unsecured lending have actually become banks. So the current fintechs that are still there, what is the role that they're playing in the unsecured market?
Great question. When we look at the overall market split between fintechs or, you know, banks and credit unions or what we also call financial institutions, it's really 50-50. But that being the case, to your point, LendingClub has become a bank. There's some other folks that are out in the market that have done that as well or are looking to get a bank charter. So it's a pretty opaque definition in my mind in terms of what the role of fintechs is. And also, if you think about it, banks kind of are fintechs in a way, right? Because we're providing a digital experience to a client to obtain an unsecured lending product. Now, that's more high level than anything else, but in some way, shape, or form, banks and credit unions can be fintechs also. But on the fintech side, I think they really have an advantageous position that banks and credit unions aren't necessarily taking advantage of because they're not focusing on the space as they could be. So that would be improving the digital experience, doing some more work in the credit box. And I think just in general, that non-focus is really enabling the fintechs to do well. I think that banks and credit unions could do well by themselves if they chose to focus on this area more.
Now, Lindsay, let's talk about lenders. How risky is it for them to extend unsecured credit for these type of products?
So studies are showing us that unsecured credit risk is primarily elevated at the present time in the non-prime and lower income client brackets. You know, not surprising, right? What is a bit eye-opening is that risk is higher now than it was before the pandemic. But it's not a significant concern as of right now for prime and super prime borrowers. So that would be your 660 plus credit score candidates. And this group represents about 70% of all the originations that we're seeing in the space. A lot of times when we hear the words unsecured lending, immediately what comes to mind is there's no security, it's more risk, let's stay away from it. But the reality is that portfolio mix is really still skewed towards your stronger credit borrower. Despite what's happening in the economy right now with inflation, potential recession, all of those things, it still appears to be a good space to focus on at the present moment.
And obviously the interest rates are adjusted for risk, right? So even with the potential risk of non-payment, the risk return is still pretty decent on unsecured lending. So that is a good view on this part. Now, finally, we are asking each guest, what is a term or an acronym or lingo that you would either like to retire or redefine? What would that be for you, Lindsay?
That's a great question, Rucker. I think what I would recommend here is I'm not a huge fan of the word inflation, right? How many times have we said it throughout this conversation? I feel like there has to be a better word or a better way to say that. And I'm just tired of hearing it. Right. So if there would be any other way that we could redefine or reshape what's going on in the economy without using the word inflation, I would love that.
So let's put that in the penalty box and let's not try to use it anymore. I'm not going to even say the word right now. Finally, we're going to end with today's FinSight fact. So Lindsay, what is your FinSight fact for today?
So my FinSight fact with respect to unsecured lending is associated with the size of the market. So not many people are aware that the unsecured lending market in general has 100 billion annual originations number tied to it and 200 billion in outstanding balances. That 200 billion in outstanding balances is two times that of our home equity installment loan balances that we see out in the market today. So if nothing else, this emphasizes the significant size of the unsecured lending market and the opportunity that resides within it.
That is a great fact and certainly an area to keep your eye on and make sure that you know what's going on in the space. Thank you again, Lindsay, for joining us today. Always great to talk to you.
You as well. Thanks, Rucker.
As always, thank you to our Curinos FinSights team. Robin Seidel is our Director of Thought Leadership. Editing and production by our senior designer, Adrian Cohen. Project management by our marketing communications manager, Megan Brissett. Music is by Vision Studios. I'm your host, Rutger Van Fossen. You can find more insights at curinos.com. Please subscribe and review wherever you listen to podcasts.